I guess it doesn't really tell the whole story of the game, does it?
No, they deserve to win the game. They're a good side. On that evidence, in my opinion, they're the best side in the division. They're two of the best strikers, if not the best strikers in the division, in Richards and Collins. In the wide areas, they're blessed with good quality. But all our preparation, all our own work, where we could, you know, hurt them, where we could get in, you know, they're the top scorers in the division, and we were second before today. We knew that we could create chances. We identified that. We've worked on things. And to be fair, there wasn't much between us in the starting early bits. We've got Tom in on one little thing that we'd worked on, coming across the line and getting him behind the centre-halves, and he got through and it just didn't get that touch right, otherwise he would have had a one-on-one with the goalkeeper. But one of the things that we did say, they're a very good side. They're good passing the ball. They do move it well, and they're cute with the play. You know, they look for the little quick free kicks. They look for the combination around the edge of the box. And, you know, as I say, our shape was okay. We were set up to counter-attack. You know, the way Northampton play, they're very offensive-minded. They do get bodies forward, and you can hit them on the counter-attack, which has been a very much a positive of our play this season. We just didn't get that last little pass or choose to make the right decision. But when we did create, you know, little half chances to get in. But like I said, in the dressing room, we've looked at things with regards to quick free kicks, and they've scored a couple like that this season. We said you can't switch off anywhere in the middle third, final third. They've got good players, you know, intelligent players, and they'll look to get on it and play. And that's what they've done. They've just switched off for that split second. And as you come up against top strikers like that, they'll punish you. So they get the nose in front, and then you're up against it. You're playing top of the division, the top of the table. The crowd for them were excellent. Got right behind them, drove them on. And the momentum was with them, and they're popping it around for fun. Then it becomes a lot more difficult from a situation that we'd spoke about and what we should have been switched on. But again, that's human nature. You can just take your eye off the ball for a second, but we were certainly punished in good manner. After that, you know, we've had a couple of little bits. Flemmo got into the box, went down the keeper, I think it was clear for the corner. We had another opportunity, can't remember, someone so nearly went through one-on-one again on the counter-attack, but you know, we've rolled our luck again at times. They got the second goal, and I have to say, the two free kicks leading up to the two goals for me aren't free kicks, but please don't ask me any questions on officials, because, or certainly the one that we had today, we'll leave that. That can't be effective. But with regards to the game, 2-0 down, you come in at half time, you've got a massive uphill battle. We come out second half, and I thought we started great. We had a couple of opportunities to get in. We were threatened, we started the better, and then we switched off. Set play, corner, Achilles heel all season. It's on the board in there, and big capital writing. You look after him. Kevin Ellison do the old, two on the edge, one will stay up. This is what we work on. This is how we're going to counter attack. But it's an individual error, or, you know, that's a 1v1 battle. You've just got to get the better of your man and make sure that he doesn't score. And Rob McDonald, you know, I know him well, I know his family well. He's not renowned for coming down the back stick in the Football League and bulleting them in. And it's too easy to score. So there you go, 3-1 down. But then after that, we've had great opportunities, as you say. And if you get back to 3-2, and we should be taking the opportunities that we've been given today. We knew that we'd get in. They kept going for the fourth goal, which made it an entertaining game. But we knew that we could hit them, and we got in a few times in the break. You know, Alex Kenyon's took the lever off the ball from the edge of the box when he should just place it into the net. Tom's gone through again, 1v1. Tom could have had a hat-trick today. So again, you know, we get back to 3-2, could be a different story. But we come away with nothing to show. We've given our all. We've come up against, in my opinion, the best side in the division, but we haven't helped ourselves today. We've been done on a set play. We've been switched off from a quick free kick. We've had a little bit of bad luck with the decisions leading up to it. They were the better side because they had the momentum for the bigger periods of the game, but it could have been a different story. But we've just got to, that's where we're at, and that's the frustrating thing. That's what I've just said to them in there. We're nearly there. We're just slightly behind, and, you know, whether it's cleverness, professionalism, you know, don't turn your back on a quick free kick. Get tighter from a set play. And that's what's been our Achilles heel all year, because going forward, playing some good stuff, creating chances like we have done today. But we come up against a very good side today, and they punished us when they got the opportunity. So they take the points. We're back to the drawing board, and we'll look over it. And I'll be dead frustrated when I look at this game today. And I've just said that to the lads in there. Once we look over this on Monday morning and show you the little things that we'd worked on, and it's just nearly there, they'll be frustrated. And they'll be frustrated in the goals that we conceded as well, because we switched off. But, you know, no one gave us a chance coming here today, but we knew that we could upset them and create chances and score goals, and that's what we've done. But we knew that we were coming up against a very good side offensively, and they've proven that. and fair play to them. But we've got three home games now, three big games, starting with the first one on Tuesday. We've got to regroup, identify a couple of little things where we need to just touch up on. I'm not saying wholesale changes, it's just a little bit here and there, a couple of percent here and there, and a little bit more cleverness. And maybe that's why they're top of the league, that's why they might, they've got the edge on us in that respect. In both boxes, they're a little bit more clinical in both boxes, and they're a little bit more switched on. And we go again on Tuesday, and hopefully we can bounce back, because we're 4 unbeaten before today. Tough game today, but we regroup and we'll go again Tuesday and give it our best shot.